Some of the best photographs of baseball portray not only the action, but relationships among the players. In a new collection of photographs, Walter Yost uses his camera to evoke memories of the game and the people around it. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke to the photographer about his book, Classic Baseball.
Walter Yost Jr. was on Sports Illustrated staff at the tender age of 19. Senior photographers always got the very best camera angles to shoot game action. So he began to capture intimate pictures as ball players loosened up beforehand or told stories later in the locker room. Later in his career, still searching for new ways of seeing the game, Yost discovered the beauty of night games during the spring training season, when he had the long shadows and soft light of early evening.
And the light at that point is perfect, the twilight and the lights of the stands. I mean, it's called the golden hour. I mean, if I were shooting models, we always start in the morning and late day when you get the beautiful light.
So which are your favorite ballparks? For photography.
In baseball, it's basically the old parks. I love Wrigley Field. That's my number one selection for any ballpark I would go to. You know, a summer day in Wrigley Field, a 4 o'clock start or a 3 o'clock start in the middle of summer with the cumulus clouds. It's like a trip to baseball heaven. Everyone's friendly there. It doesn't have the tension of the Northeast with everyone getting angry in the stands. Fenway Park, I enjoy. Camden Yards is a beautiful, beautiful ballpark.
But your favorite used to be a ballpark that no longer exists in Philadelphia.
Connie Mack Stadium.
Tell me why.
It was such a beautiful old ballpark. It reminded me of Ebbets Field, which I'd seen growing up where my father grew up in Brooklyn. And it was just, you know, it's part of what being a child is. This was my formative ground.
On the cover of the book Classic Baseball is a picture of Lou Brock, the St. Louis Cardinal. It is such a wonderful, sensuous photograph. His body is in a uniform, but it looks as if you can see every tendon, every muscle in total relief, and his face is totally concentrated. When I first saw the picture, I thought he was heading towards first base, but that's not right.
No, he's sliding into home. I've called the whole sequence Safe at Home. He slides head first. Almost looks like he's tumbling, but he doesn't, because you can see in the remaining of the sequence it's a perfect head first slide into the plate.
How do you anticipate that action?
Well, you follow the game. If you're there, you know, you have to make sure you know what the count is, how many outs, who's on base, where a play may take place. So you always anticipate. I mean, the simplest one is a man on first base under two outs. You figure there's going to be a double play, so you focus on second base and wait for the action. Maybe there's a man on first and two outs, you go to third base or home if there's a ball into the gap. So you try to play the game. You can't get too sleepy while you're there, you know, sitting in the sun, but it's anticipation.
Let's talk about old-timers for a second. You go to old-timers games, there are pictures in there of DiMaggio leaning against a locker, pictures of Whitey Ford and Yogi Berra. Any of those stand out for you?
Well, they all do, but the Whitey and Yogi photograph was, you know, growing up on the East Coast. I mean, Yogi Berra is probably the most famous ball player alive now. I mean, he's got the great sayings, and he's a very funny guy, and he's got the funny little build. And I photographed Whitey and Yogi together, and I never met Whitey. Everyone to a person loves that picture. So this year I'm in Tampa, and I see Whitey Ford for the first time in 2 years. I said, "Hey, Whitey, you know, it's Walter Yost, Sports Illustrated. Remember I took that picture of you and Yogi back in right field?" He goes, "Oh, you're the guy that took that picture. I hate that picture." He says, "My family laughed at me." He says, "God, that's awful. You made us look horrible. You made us look old."
One of the questions that comes from looking at these pictures is how you would judge today's athletes as compared to those of yesterday. How would you compare them in terms of personality and willingness to cooperate with a photographer?
Well, I mean, there's some guys that are terrific guys, and then there are other guys that are real problems out there.
Who are the problems?
The greatest hitter in the game, Barry Bonds. He's just a hard person to be around. And, you know, he complains about not being at the top of the endorsement field. Well, part of it's his personality.
Well, in fact, at one point, Bonds says to you, "Is this photograph for the cover?"
Well, one time I was doing a baseball book, and I have layouts from the book. And this was in 93, I think. And obviously you want Bonds in it, because, I mean, what he did the last 2 years is probably the greatest feat of hitting I've ever seen. So I go up to Barry and I said, look, Barry, you know, I'm doing a book. I said, these are the layouts. You know, obviously should be in this book. I showed him all the greatest players at that point, trying to entice him. He goes, you're going to make money on this book? I said, maybe a little, but it's not going to be a lot of money by any means. He says, you have to pay me. I said, all right. I said, how about if I write you a check for $100? He says, that's not going to cut it. He says, shoot me from afar.
But isn't there a story in the book about, I thought it was Bonds, maybe it's someone else, hitting a home run and saying to you, did you get it that time?
Oh, that was Reggie Jackson.
Tell me that story.
Well, in 1980, SI sent me out, Sports Illustrated sent me out to do a cover of Reggie. And I had taken a picture of Reggie when he was in the Oakland A's. And it was just one of these perfect pictures. He had thrown the bat down, and, you know, he was very theatrical. And he was just standing at home plate admiring his home run. And you see the umpire and the catcher. Everyone's looking up. You look at the picture, you know exactly what's just happened. Reggie's homered. So I showed that picture to Sports Illustrated. I said, why don't we try to recreate this? They said, great idea. Go do it. So I go out to Yankee Stadium, which is always an ordeal in itself. I explained to Reggie what we're trying to do. I said, look, Reggie, if you homer, really stand there. I mean, really play it up. He says, don't worry. First at bat, he takes it to the warning track, but Reggie's standing there like admiring him for like 5 minutes. He comes out. I'm in right field. He says, how was that? I said, it was pretty good, Reggie, but you didn't homer. He says, I'll take him deep the next time. You know, the fans are going, what's Reggie talking to you about? What's he talking? Next inning, he takes it deep. He homers. He comes back out to right field. He said, you get it? I said, yeah. I said, he says, how was that? I said, that was good, Reggie, but you know what? I think you could do it even better the next time. He says, all right, so I'll take him deep the next time. Next time, he takes him to the warning track, but he stood there forever. And that was the picture that ran on the cover of the magazine. Reggie cared how he looked. I had to give it to him that.
Photographer Walter Yost Jr. His new collection of baseball photographs is called Classic Baseball. An exhibit of his work is on display at the Govinda Gallery through May 31st in Washington, D.C. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.
Some of the photographs in the book and an extended version of Juan's interview are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.